Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Real big week, Super Bowl week, had so many guests. We had 14 guests yesterday. Today, a full docket, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 guests. There is an open segment at 11:25 a.m., otherwise we're jam-packed. You know, on Fridays, that we like to take a look into Holly Boob, as the sign says. And we do that with one of the great film critics in America, our friend Jeanne Wall. So she'll join us on the other side. And the full first hour, taking a look at books and movies. Heisman Trophy winner Carson Palmer, former Cleveland, Oakland, Arizona quarterback. We have the Cornhole Commish, Stacey Moore, back on the program, as well as our friend Jeff Dockery. He makes an appearance again. He's the tailgate expert. He'll tell you what to be noshing upon here for the superb owl. Speaking of local guys made good, Alex Mack, the former Cal center, who's regarded as one of the best centers in the NFL, now playing with the Cleveland Browns. Alex Mack will join us at 11:10. We'll also bring in Dave Mason at 11:40. He'll take a look at all the prop bets and everything else as we get set for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl always a national holiday, especially for those overseas. At least I hope you get some time off to check out the game. If you are watching on the American Forces Radio Network, it's great to be on the radio side of AFN. I'm a fan of the military. I come from a military family. I think most people do. But even if you don't, we can appreciate all that you do in an all-professional, all-volunteer military armed services. You're the ones that keep us safe, so thank you for your support, and thank you for keeping us safe. Also, we're online as we stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, and email us rick@sportsbyline.com. Some apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Plus, on your TV set, 35 million homes. How about the CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and the Twitter's at Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
First question, Mike. While watching football's big game, you decided to eat the biggest mess of food. Super nachos, wings, sliders. Now your stomach's boiling back up toward your pie hole. Do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take Nauseam 4-Minute Formula?
Take Nauseam.
Correct. Nauseam's 4-Minute Formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauseam now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
All right, well, how about that? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Jan Wall is with us as she is on First Hour on Fridays, the film critic extraordinaire. How are you, Janie?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Not too shabby. Let's get right to it.
I'm excited about the Super Bowl. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Eh.
Eh.
It should be
all right. Well, I'm excited. I'm really excited about the, you know, the entertainment value of it. First of all, the commercials. Second of all, the, in the middle of it, how they have, I think Weekend is doing it this time. I have this fantasy. Tell me if this could ever happen. Okay, we've been hearing about Tony Bennett in the news lately and how he's fighting Alzheimer's. I've just been watching this great documentary by Ken Burns on Swing, which is like the third time I've seen it, the history of jazz. It's actually the history of jazz. So why can't we do a salute to Swing? We have Tony Bennett while he's still with us, and we have all these great swing bands. Is that going to ever happen, or it's too important to get to the young kids, so it'll never happen?
Madison Avenue is not interested in our money. You have to have piercings and tats. That's just the way it is, Jan. But I do love Tony Bennett. Let's bring in our first guest. We're quite happy to have accomplished Hollywood screenwriter David Pyne with us. But we're here to talk about his book, which just came out a couple days ago, called Water Memory. And it's a thrilling novel about a black ops specialist. Now, normally, Daniel, you'd think maybe of a Jason Bourne type of guy, but no, we are introduced to Aubrey Centro, who is not only a female, but she's a mom. It's pretty cool. What did you come up with the idea for Aubrey Centro, Dan?
It had been kicking around in my head since I worked on Sum of All Fears, that I wanted to explore that kind of world from a different lens. And it seemed like a natural thing to use one of the new generation of women who have gone into the military and been used in more productive ways than they were and open to more assignments. It just seemed like a natural thing.
That's a great idea. Did you have any women in mind for your cast? Your inspiration.
You know, I never usually think of that, but yeah, I mean Charlize Theron or I mean she's a young woman. She's a strong woman, and it was just interesting to tell a story that I told before about you know opposing forces, and this woman goes on she's diagnosed with serial concussion syndrome after a particularly nasty operation, and she's told to take a quiet 6 months off. So she books passage on a cargo ship, and the cargo ship gets attacked by pirates, and she goes into gear.
Wow. Fantastic story.
And you think about concussion syndrome when we talk about athletes. So is it the kind of thing where she starts to go in and out of memory lapses and things like that too?
Yeah, I actually became familiar with it when I was working on on Any Given Sunday, which, you know, had a subplot that involved concussions and injuries. And when I was working on that, which was really in the mid-90s, I started thinking, this must be an issue in the military, and sure enough, it is. Because of exposure to IEDs, exposure to, you know, mortar fire, people get injuries that aren't always diagnosed in the field and come up later. And that's sort of her circumstance. She's never really had a serious injury, quote unquote serious injury, but they discover that repeated exposure to this does affect you. And it's really, as we know from the NFL, it's really kind of still greatly misunderstood. It affects some players and not others. It has devastating effect for some people and not others. It's kind of a wild thing. And the book does go in a lot into what memory means and how it affects us and how it defines us.
What's your first, what's the real first symptom?
It's memory loss. It's kind of short-term memory loss. A little bit of that, a little bit of brain fog, headaches sometimes. If somebody has an impact injury and then afterward the headache kind of lasts, but brain fog and difficulty with short-term memory.
I like the little blurb where it says, while her memories make her vulnerable, motherhood makes her dangerous. How does her motherhood make her dangerous? Is it like taking care of her baby cubs?
She has two adult children who aren't really aware of what she did for a living while they were growing up. She was away a lot. She was on missions. Her husband took care of them. So she has these two adult children, and when the ship gets taken, they think she's just an innocent hostage, and they try to get involved in trying to get her back. And in getting involved, they get entangled in it, and she has to bail them out as well.
Wow. That sounds so good. I can't wait. It also sounds like a movie. When you write a book like that, are you thinking about the movie?
Not usually, because I come at it from sort of the other way around, because I write screenplays and then I write books. So usually I'm the guy that they come to with a book to turn into a screenplay. But in this case, you know, I definitely pull what I've learned as a screenwriter and a movie writer to the books. So I'm told they read a little like movies, but I try to, you know, write a movie that you read, something that plays in your head rather than on the screen.
I was doing a class.
In the Bay Area, we have so many cargo ships coming in and out of the port of Oakland and San Francisco, and so we see these cargo ships all the time, but how did you do the research on this? Because to me, it's kind of a hidden world outside of, you know, a Captain Phillips type of thing.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of books about it. I wasn't able to actually go on a cargo ship, but I met a cinematographer who told me that he sometimes will book passage between movies in order to chill out. And he kind of described what his trip was like. And then I got a couple of memoirs by people who just self-published books about their experiences on a cargo ship.
Right.
I mean, it's a great thing. It's like a maze for mm-hmm. a thriller, certainly. It's a great thing because the ship is literally a maze of containers and corridors and a lot of places to hide.
So I was just researching a class I was teaching, and you know, the Writers Guild in 2014 named Casablanca as the best movie script ever written. What would you say to that? I mean, do you have a feeling of a great movie script? I have, like, The King's Speech for me, and also The Oxbow Incident. I mean, there's all these really great movie scripts.
Yeah, I find it hard to say there's just one. Although I have to say, Casablanca, I don't know if it's a great script, but it's certainly a great story, and it still holds up when you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I depending upon the era, I have a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we want to recommend everybody pick up this book, and it is called Water Memory. It is available for Thomas and Mercer Press, and we've been speaking with the author, Daniel Pine, and as you can tell, he has written a lot of successful, thrilling motion pictures. And this one, you want to read the book before it comes out onto
That's
the movie.
Right.
Daniel, congratulations on the book, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thanks Daniel.
All right. Bye.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. See you in a second.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to bring in some film directors of the new short, Oscar eligible, called Chubby. And director and writer Madeline Sims Feuer is with us alongside co-director Dusty Mancinelli. Madeline, let's first start with you. I know you're originally from Canada, but that you moved to Bath, and I just absolutely love it over there, and going to the old Roman baths. Was it as idyllic a childhood as I imagine?
It's great to be here. It really was, and great pronunciation of Bath, by the way. it was very, very idyllic and very picturesque and a really unique upbringing. The architecture there is spectacular.
Mm, I love it there. It's so beautiful. Tell me about the film.
So Chubby is a short film following a 10-year-old girl who is struggling with the residual trauma of her sexual abuse. So it's really not an easy subject, but something that is very personal and close to both myself and Dusty, and a story we really were passionate about telling.
So Dusty, When I say a short, this one comes in around 22 minutes. Is it the kind of thing where it's just perfectly succinct, or is it the kind of thing where you wanted to make it a feature? How do you decide on length like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, originally the script was 32 pages, and we had to cut it down. I think shorts are really about a specific moment in a character's life. And for us, we really wanted to chronicle the night of the abuse and also the fallout, the day when the family is really coping with the news of what has happened to this young girl. And so the film really focuses on these two timelines, and they're interwoven, the past and the present, and they kind of speak to each other. So we see moments of the abuse, we see then moments of how the family is responding to it.
And can you explain the title, please?
Yeah, so the title is hopefully the audience gets the juxtaposition of the really innocent kind of chubby cheeks thing that it first connotes, and then of course the phallic connotation as well.
And Madeline, I think what's important about this film is that when we think about child abuse, it seems to me it's almost always an adult looking back, and I think it's very poignant to see someone dealing with it in the present time.
Yeah, I mean, this story is so personal, and I suffered sexual abuse when I was 9 years old, and it was something that I wish that I had spoken up about, and I didn't till years and years later. And I think what we're really hopeful with this film is that people will see it who have gone through this and will not feel so alone, or they haven't spoken up yet, and it will give them the courage to.
Oh, so it's really cathartic for both of you to do this.
Yeah, I think there's something really therapeutic about making a film that's really personal to the both of us. And again, hoping to create empathy with an audience so that they can understand what it's like to be a victim of abuse and the pressure that you sometimes feel. This young girl in the story feels responsible for the aftermath of how it impacts her mother and her sister. And I think that's also something we don't really often see in these kinds of stories, is the mm-hmm. guilt or pressure that victims feel.
Yeah, I think a lot of victims feel scared to come forwards because they feel right. like it's going to destroy their family dynamic.
Mm-hmm. And Madeline, wow. that's another thing too. There are a lot of times we see movies about very important issues, but they're only compelling in the fact that it is that issue. You still have to make it entertaining. You still have to get actors and actresses involved as well. So where do you draw the line between a very compelling issue and the entertainment part of it?
I think it's about the way that you tell the story and the way that you craft it. And really for us, it was thinking about the audiences, how the audience is going to be brought on this journey, and really situating them with Jude's point of view. So you feel the great bond and the fun relationship she has with her brother. And then as the story goes on, it builds this sense of unease and dread until we reach this moment of abuse.
How did you cast this, the central role? I mean, what a hard cast. Casting process must have been.
Yeah, it was really challenging. We saw hundreds of young kids, and really there was no one right for it, and we almost didn't make the movie. But Madeline's friend teaches at a after-school program for young kids, and we saw a headshot for Maya Harman, this young girl who's never acted before, and she was actually in Montenegro with her family on vacation, and we did a Skype audition interview with her, and it's funny, her mom sent us a little recording of her reading the scenes with her brother, but she also included a blooper reel, and it was in the blooper reel that we saw so much potential in her, and this really kind of enthusiastic energy that was really quite unique. So we knew right away that she was perfect for the part. But this was her first film that she's ever done before. And
she also, in her taped audition, included just a little bit where she talked about why she wanted to play the role and uh-huh. why she related to it, and how she felt that it was important for other young girls to get this message out that it's important to speak out about sexual abuse, and also how she uh-huh. related to the character feeling like she wanted to be older than she is.
Yeah, she definitely has a unique look. I think she's in for some big things. If you would, talk about the cinematography created by Adam Crosby for this, because normally you wouldn't think of a subject like this to have great cinematography. You think it would be mostly interiors.
Yeah, no, we've worked really closely with Adam on all of our short films and on our feature, and we wanted to create a visual aesthetic that felt very grounded and naturalistic. So we used all natural lighting sources. And the film uses really long lenses and shallow depth of field to create a very claustrophobic feeling. And there's a frenetic energy to the camera movement that hopefully induces a sense of anxiety in the viewer as you're watching these things unfold. We really wanted you to feel like you were in these scenes with these characters to create a level of intimacy for the viewer.
And how about the Academy Awards? How cool is that to at least be in the reckoning, huh?
It's amazing. I mean, it's honestly not something we ever imagined would happen. So it's just kind of like icing on the cake for us. And I think that the thing we're most excited about is just that Maya gets this platform, because she's such an incredible talent. And the fact that she's getting this recognition and that we're getting this message to more people, I think, is just very exciting.
So this was a 2019 movie, obviously, before the pandemic. How do we go about getting our hands on this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the film had a very healthy festival run where it played kind of big festivals from around the world. And at this point, it's really about trying to find the right home for it in different countries on broadcast. And it's been really challenging because of the subject matter. And I think right now we're really hoping that there will be someone out there that will feel comfortable broadcasting it, because right now broadcasters are looking to show more light, fluffy, mm-hmm. feel good short films. And this mm-hmm. is definitely a film that is challenging and disturbing. And so we're still holding out, hoping that we'll find the right partner.
Mm. So what's next for you guys? Yeah. Do you have anything you're working on now?
Yeah. So we, released our first feature film. It's called Violation, and it premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival last year and just had its international premiere at Sundance last week.
Yeah, and it's it deals very similar subject matter. We're very lucky. It was just acquired by Shudder. So it's going to have a release in America on March 25th and in the UK as well.
Very cool. The film is called Chubby. It is a short and a great debut in the starring role by Maya Harmon, as we heard. We've been speaking with the writers and directors, Madeline Sims-Feuer and Dusty Mancinelli. Congratulations on the film.
Congratulations.
Hopefully we'll catch up with you guys down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
No doubt about it. And Jan, you know, I was saying to the filmmakers there, sometimes I think movies, and we've talked about this before, a movie will be an important film, in quotes, but it's not entertaining, it's not compelling, it's just that the subject matter is important. So I think it's hard for filmmakers to also make it entertaining as well.
I think you're so right. That's a really hard sort of place to journey. But, you know, there's always been social issue movies, right? Whether they're about alcoholism, like The Lost Weekend, you know, or whether they're about lynching, like Oxbow Incident, or whether they're about, it could be anything. And the Stephen Hawking movie about how he made it through. So there's all these social issue movies, but they somehow are entertaining, but they make us think and feel.
All right, very good. And then we'll take a quick break. Shannon and I will be back with Noah Hutton to talk about his new movie, Lapses. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Wow, that's something else, I'll tell you that. All right, welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick?
Yeah.
I was just thinking of some of my favorite football movies. You know, there's so many good ones. Like, I was thinking Concussion. We talked about earlier Concussions. That's with Will Smith. Remember the Titans? Friday Night Lights, Draft Day. The Longest Yard, there's all these really great things to get ready for the Super Bowl.
I always make, and by the way, we're waiting on our guest Noah Hutton. When he calls, we'll throw him on the air. I always make people angry in my field when I say that there's never been a good sports movie ever.
What?
But there have been some... Okay.
You feel that
I'd
way?
Say maybe three
field
or four.
Field of Dreams? What?
Yeah, Field of Dreams. Man, I saw that in the theater. You couldn't pay me to sit through that again.
Oh, my God.
Bull Durham
really?
Made me sick. I just...
Really?
I don't know. Huh. Yeah, it just didn't
So
didn't
you're
like
saying
it.
Rudy, when you saw Rudy or The Blind Side or The Longest
no.
Yard, you didn't like any of those?
Well, The
huh?
Longest
any
Yard was funny,
Sunday?
The original one, because it was in a
yeah.
prison. But that to me is a comedy. We'll get into that in a second, because we do have our guest... Rick Tittle
okay.
and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. And it's our pleasure to bring in Noah Hutton. He has a movie that he has written and directed. It's his baby. It's called Lapsus, L-A-P-S-I-S, and it opens digitally video on demand on February 12th. And Noah, I'll just throw this at you because this is something that my friends and I used to say as a kid, and we'll see if you get it. We'd always say, "Where's my pita-san?"
I might be out of my generation. I don't know.
That was at the end of Green Berets after your grandfather was killed. His little friend, the Vietnamese kid, was like, "Where's my pita-san?" He kept saying it over and over and over again.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got me with my own grandfather. That's brutal.
That's brutal, yeah. Don't worry about it.
I mean, Noah, it was just with your mom and dad and your grandfather and everyone else. I mean, it's just in your blood. Of course, you had to get this on your own merits, but was there ever going to be any other career for you than the Tinseltown?
I don't think so. I think I was probably destined to go into film in one way or the other, but I definitely didn't want to be an actor, and I was actually actively discouraged, I would say, by my parents from looking at, you know, to follow them in their footsteps as an actor. They really made sure I was interested in other stuff, and I ended up majoring in other things in college. I didn't do film school or anything like that. So I do feel, in a way, I found my way back to it on my own, but I agree with you. Having grown up around sets and, you know, the way my family is, I think I was probably going to come back to working in film one way or the other.
So you didn't have a big need to be an actor. You know, it's one of those callings. People, if you could do anything else, I would recommend doing something else. You know, I grew up also in the business, and I went behind the scenes because I noticed the crew was getting paid a whole lot better and had much better kind of security. Acting is a really rough one.
It's rough, I'm sure. But, you know, on the other side of it, if you make it big, I think it has mm-hmm. all the glory. It has all the glory mm-hmm. associated with it. So I think that's the allure, right? But I when I was growing up, I did one thing I noticed, and I think I clocked and went in pretty deep for me, was both my parents talking about how they couldn't necessarily generate their next opportunity. You know, they were beholden to waiting for the next call, the next part.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't like a series of parts they were getting and, you know, they turned them down, that could mean, you know, a few more years without a flurry of mm-hmm. parts after that. So, you know, that I think I was always someone who really just wanted to be creating my own opportunities and be able to work on what I wanted. So I think that I getting into directing was really from that point of view, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Lapsus, which made its debut at South by Southwest. The reviews, and these are not pejoratives, these are reviews that are people standing up and applauding. The Austin Chronicle says, witty, astute, perfectly absurd. Variety said, cult status is assured. So tell us about why this movie is so different and quirky and great.
Well, I think people will find a world in this film that they haven't seen before, and that's what I seek out in movies. Is when, you know, when I start watching a movie, what does this feel like? Do I feel like I've seen this story before? And sometimes that's pleasurable enough, you know, a variation on a form that you're familiar with. But I think this film is resonating for people, and the reviews it's gotten so far, and the reaction we've felt, in that it really creates a new world. It's science fiction. But it's meant to feel close to the world we live in today. So it's not so far in the future or, you know, out of reach. So I think that's the main thing that people will feel going into it. And I hope they're charmed by this world of quantum cabling, which is what everyone in the world of Lapsus is engaged with. It's a new form of labor, a new job that's cropped up in the world of the film. And I think people are having a lot of fun with the kind of discovering the way this world works.
For people who don't know what it is that the main protagonist here, a guy named Ray Tinselli, he goes into the woods to drag cable to connect to these big, giant cubes. And I know that's just a thumbnail there, but the thing I love about this, Noah, is that this all came out of your head. When did you, was this just like a little note you wrote down someday and built on it, or did you have like an epiphany?
No, it really came together over time. I can't say it was just a eureka moment. I started to, you know, work on a story, and it developed. One thing led to another. I would say that the unique way that this world looks, so it's people dragging cable through miles of forest and all connected by an app. They get cable bundles dropped from them by drones. There's automated robots competing with them for their routes. So this is the world where the story takes place. And I think I have actually a background. We were talking before about not going into acting. I actually studied neuroscience in college. That's my background. That's what I got into. And so I have this science background. And so I think that's one reason I got interested in the quantum computing element in this story. But the way that this world functions, you were mentioning, like people connecting these cubes together, rewiring this world, there's something very like brain-like about it to me. I think it probably was inspired by my interest in the brain of constantly rewiring stuff and every little worker not really knowing what system they're a part of. So that was, I think, the genesis of the world.
Oh. And was casting the film an interesting process? I mean, you come from the world of actors. Is casting, you know, is that special to you?
Yeah, that was very important. And I'm very lucky in that regard to have, you know, gotten a lot of mentorship from my parents about what they've liked in directors that they've worked with throughout the whole process, from casting to rehearsal. So I'm very lucky in that regard. But, you know, finding my own way with it and finding the right people for my first film, where I wasn't going with a name, you know, known stars. I was really putting this film together on an indie budget with actors, New York actors that I had seen in things or that people recommended. And this film had over 40 speaking parts, so it wasn't any small endeavor to cast it either. But I think we found some great people. Some people that you will recognize from, like James McDaniel from NYPD Blue. People might, you know, recognize Madeline Wise, our lead actress from the HBO show Crashing. So some notable, you know, people, but it really was an ensemble that we meticulously put together.
Since you've been talking about your parents so much, could you just kind of tell us who they are?
I thought you had led with that since we were talking about my grandfather, but I'd be happy to.
Go ahead.
My dad is Timothy Hutton, my mom is Deborah Winger, and my grandfather, who we led off with, is Jim Hutton, who also had a long career.
Yes. Okay.
You know, you mentioned Madeline Wise was so good in Crashing, and she was also so scary, too, as Pete Holmes' girlfriend there for a while. I mean, she really kind of steals every scene, doesn't she?
She does. She's fantastic, and I really hope that we see her in a lot more very soon. But I had seen her in that. I had seen her in some other indie films, and I just thought she'd be perfect for this role in Lapsus.
So stylistically, we all take from what we learn, and you know, every director is going to take a little from what they've saw. Did you ever like get through a day and think, boy, that was kind of Scorsese or Kubrick? Did you kind of like? Do you lean one way or the other?
Yeah, if we had to choose between those two, I would definitely lean Kubrick. I really like movies with big ideas and really tonal total films that you know use music and sort of contemplative imagery to make you feel something you can't even describe. I don't really love violence in movies, and I'm just not a fan of that, and I people won't find that in Lapsus. So if they're looking for, you know, a shoot 'em up guns movie, this isn't it. But I think there's a lot of other forms of drama that more play with the world of ideas that I'm interested in.
You described Kubrick so well, completely, the way he'd take entire worlds that you didn't even know you needed to see. When I saw 2001, I freaked. I mean, I freaked. I was only a teenager. And my mind was truly blown, you know? That wasn't a cliche.
Yeah, you really, that's what I love. I mean, just feeling like you've led into a portal into some other realm, you know? That's my favorite thing a movie does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the movie, once again, is called Lapsus, Lapsis. It opens everywhere you can get your movies digitally streaming. On the 12th, and we've been speaking with Noah Hutton, who wrote it and directed it. It looks really cool. And Noah, congratulations, and thanks for stopping by.
Congratulations,
thank you so much,
Noah.
I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for talking about the movie. I hope people enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. And Jan, I have a recommendation for you as well.
Good.
All right. We'll do that in a second. Come on back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Welcome back to the show. A few minutes left. Jian Wall, what should we be watching this weekend besides the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm into using great movies to kind of get us in the mood for an event. And I'll tell you, you know, with Super Bowl coming, I was just thinking I may watch Today Any Given Sunday, because I'm an Al Pacino freak, and I know you don't really think it's a great sports movie, Ricky, but it gives a kind of behind-the-scenes look at modern-day gladiators and those who lead them into the battlefield. And it's just it's sort of about sort of the politics and attitudes in sports. And I think it's great, and I think Rudy's great, about a young man who's told he's too small to play football. And it's just a classic film and just breaks your heart and also talks about passion in sports. So I like those two films a lot right now.
Yes, Rudy Rudiger at Notre Dame. The thing I didn't like about Any Given Sunday is the the fast-moving camera. It just was one of the most car-sick movies I ever seen. Let me give you a rec. And by the way, Any Given Sunday was written, of course, by our first guest, Dan.
By a guest. I know. I wanted to talk about that. We kind of ran out of time.
Right, as we always do. But, you know, Terrence Malick, when you watch one of his movies, you know you're going to get a lot of nature and a lot of sort of the handheld fisheye lens.
Incredible cinematography.
There's a movie now called, it just came out last year, and it's called A Hidden Life, and it's about an Austrian farmer in World War II, and he has the love of his life, and he has three little girls. And then, of course, Austria gets annexed by Germany, and he gets called up for military service. He doesn't want to go, but he realizes he has to go, and he'll serve. But he says, I'm not going to take an oath to Hitler because I think he's an evil madman, but I'll serve in the army. and they'll say, well, you'll be sentenced to death. So I don't want to give it away, but it's over 2 hours, but it's just an amazing film. The acting, it's one of those movies that really sticks with you.
What's it called again?
It's called A Hidden Life, which is from a T.S. Okay. Eliot poem. It's kind of a misleading title, but you should really, I think it's either on HBO or Cinemax right now.
You know, all of Terrence Malick's work is always, you may not love the film, but it's always interesting. So definitely, yeah, I'll look at it.
All right, Jan, thanks again, kid, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We still got another 2 hours to go. Carson Palmer on the other side. Come on back.